You're listening to media from University Lutheran Church and Student Center. We are a multi-generational, Jesus-centered community of scripture, faith, and grace located in Tallahassee, Florida, on the campus of Florida State University. To learn more and to get connected to other resources, please visit universitylutheranchurch.org. We hope that the next few moments are a time when God speaks into your life by the power of His Holy Spirit about His Son, Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Three in One who has come in order to bring to us the good news of a line that we're going to be a part of. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today is All Saints Sunday. It's not All Saints Day. All Saints Day is November 1st. And November 1st was an important day in the Reformation. If you think about it, it was the day right before we celebrate Martin Luther going to that church door in Wittenberg and tacking up the 95 Theses. But the whole reason that he was doing that on October 31st was in order to have it ready for November 1st. And the reason that he was getting that ready for November 1st was that November 1st was All Saints Day. And the town that he was in, Wittenberg, Germany, was a university town, but more than a university town. It also had a church that was dedicated to all saints. It had a church that was dedicated to all of the saints of the Roman Catholic faith. And as a result of that, this day was going to be a big day. There were going to be all sorts of people that were showing up. Now, the reason that they were all showing up was that the sort of mayor of the town, a guy named Frederick the Wise, had a little bit of a hoarding problem. And his hoarding problem was specifically around these things that were called relics. Now, relics were sort of bits and pieces of saints and of Christian history that kind of were thought to exist even in the time of Luther. And so what Frederick the Wise did was he went around and he collected a whole bunch of these relics. In fact, he collected about 17,400 different relics by most approximations. Some people even think that he collected more, around 19,000 relics, that he had all of these cataloged and that he would go around and he would buy these things. He would even get them sent to him as gifts. There were all of these relics that he had. Now, Frederick the Wise was probably named that for a reason. Because Frederick the Wise knew something about these relics. He knew that people would want to come to Wittenberg in order to see and to venerate these relics. Now, the way that veneration would happen would be that you would line up and you would go and you would see one of these relics, and while you were looking at the relics, you would pray a prayer, and as you were praying that prayer, the belief was that God would hear you more clearly, or that saint would hear you more clearly, and you would maybe get some time off of purgatory, or you would maybe have that answer to the prayer that you were praying. It was all very sort of outside of the realm of what Scripture says, but that was kind of the belief at the time. And so there were all sorts of people that would come on All Saints Day. There would be people that would come to All Saints Church and to Frederick the Wise's collection throughout the year, in fact, because he had so many relics. So on a day like St. Anne's Day, which was the patron saint of miners, which Luther's family came from from a mining family, they probably would have gone to Wittenberg and they would have visited one of Frederick the Wise's cherished relics. A thumb bone from St. Anne. I know that you would want to go and see that. And so people would line up and they would go on St. Anne Day and then they would go and see this. And then on All Saints Day, all of the different relics were kind of put out on display so that you could kind of pick and choose and you could say, well, you know, I want to visit St. Anne here and I want to visit St. Joseph there and St. Boniface there and whoever else. you wanted to go to. There were, in fact, 18 different altars that were set up in All Saints Church so that they could keep things moving. They were German, after all. They wanted to kind of keep things going there. And so you could kind of imagine what it was like to be in Wittenberg during those days. During the days when people would come and they would all line up getting ready to go and visit the relics in Wittenberg. Now, of course, they had to pay a little bit of a fee. And Frederick the Wise liked that because Frederick the Wise was trying to build a university, and this was a great way to do some fundraising. He, in fact, probably was able to pay for Martin Luther being a professor at his university because of all of these relics. And there were all of these people that were standing in that line, all of these people that were ready to fork over their money, all of these people that were in that line waiting for something to happen. Waiting for an experience, waiting for an opportunity, waiting for a moment of assurance, waiting for something. But you can imagine the thousands upon thousands of people that were waiting in that line. And maybe you can put yourself in that line. Maybe you can put yourself in that line just kind of imagining what it would have been like. Maybe you kind of imagine that, you know, do you really believe that this is going to work? You know, if you see St. Anne's thumb, is that going to be a kind of special moment for you? Or is that just going to be, well, kind of Halloweenish? Do you believe that this is going to help you with a sin that you are dealing with? Do you believe that this is going to help your great-great-grandfather who was one heck of a sinner and was still in purgatory getting ready to go into the gates of heaven, and you were maybe helping him out? Maybe you were a little bit tired. Maybe you were a little bit grumpy. Maybe you were super excited to be there. Maybe, in fact, you were super piously there and you were looking down at all of the other people who were grumpy and who didn't seem like they really took this seriously enough. Because as you looked through that line, you could see all sorts of different people that were in that line. All sorts of people that were lining up in order to go see the relics in All Saints Church. It's because of that great number of people that Martin Luther decided that on the night before that he was going to post up his 95 theses so that other people could see them. So that they could kind of get a sense of what he was arguing for when he was arguing against a practice of indulgences in the Roman Catholic Church at the time. Because he knew that there was going to be a lot of people there. And you think about that, and you think about the line that shows up in that first reading that we had. The line that showed up in the first reading that we have in that Revelation story. Where it starts off that there's this great big line that forms. That there's an angel who says, hold up, wait a second. We need to seal a whole bunch of people. And that angel then says, well, the first people that we're going to seal are the people that are coming from the tribes of Israel. And there's going to be 144,000 of those people. Now, just to kind of get that in your mind, that is Doak Campbell Stadium filled up just a little over 1.5 times. That many people are in line. And as you start looking at that line, you start going, wow, that's a lot of people. That's a lot of people that are in that line in this reading. But then it opens up as John looks and he sees beyond that line. He sees beyond the 144,000. And beyond the 144,000, there is a multitude that cannot be counted. There is a line that doesn't only go as far as he can count, but it seems to go over the horizon. There are people there from every language and tribe and nation. There are people there from every different place that you can imagine. And all of these people are in line, but they're not in line to go see a relic. They're not in line to go and try to pay some money in order to get into heaven. They're not in line in order to go someplace where they are going to have to do something in order to be a part of this great resurrection, but rather they're in a line just waiting to get in. And as a part of that line of people that are just waiting to get in, they are celebrating together. This is a line like no other. This is not like the line in front of Walmart on Black Friday where everybody is grumpy and they've had arguments with their parents and they're just there shivering and freezing to death waiting to be trampled by the crowds. But they are there in full love and acknowledgement that they have been loved by a Savior who has come in order to die for them on a cross, in order to raise them again to new life, in order to bring them to a place where there is complete blessedness, where every tear will be wiped away, where everything bad is erased, a place that is truly worth rejoicing in. A place that we haven't paid for, but a place that we are invited into. A resurrection where we will be gathered together with people from all over the planet. And we will be gathered together with people who have gone before us in the faith, where we will be united together with them in perfect righteousness and perfect blessedness, in a place where there are no more tears. And instead of tears, what there is there is great rejoicing. There are palm branches in people's hands. They are walking around just like we do right before Easter, shouting, "Hosanna!" They are there celebrating, giving thanks to God, ascribing to him power and glory and thanksgiving and honor and all of these great things. There is such a celebration happening because the moment has arrived. We look forward to that day. And we look at our lives right now. And our lives right now are waiting in line. We're not there yet. We haven't quite reached the threshold of the door. But we know people that have gotten there before us. We know people that have entered into his courts before us. They just ended up a little bit earlier in the line, and we know that we will be in that line as well. We know that at some point we will cross over that threshold, and we know that that will be a day of rejoicing. And you know what the best day of rejoicing is going to be? It's going to be that day of rejoicing when the very last person in that line, the very last person in the multitude of people in that line that stretches over the horizon maybe several times, when that last person comes through those gates celebrating, and we're all celebrating with them, the grace of our God who has included the multitudes in his plan of salvation. So go out from here and live out this week, knowing that you are in line, and it's a line that you can rejoice in because of what's at the end. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this media from University Lutheran Church and Student Center. To learn more and to get connected to other resources, please visit universitylutheranchurch.org. If you would like to financially support more media from University Lutheran, please visit our website and click the Give Now button, which will enable you to engage in the Christian discipline of giving tithes and offerings to God through His church. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift up His face upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.